What's up, man?
Do something, man.
You ready to get busy?
I'm ready to do something, though.
Yo, you got 4 or 5 G's?
Yeah, I do.
All right, meet me tonight, man. All right?
All right. Your car.
Another brother falls victim to this crooked and outdated corrupt system, unaware of the outcome, till he was staring.
The following is an encore presentation from CKUW's archives. Join us next week when the regular host will be back with a few new episodes of original programming.
Thank you. You are tuned into Metal Mondays here on CKW 95.9 FM. I'm DJ Dil Gherkin, here with you till 3 a.m. Hope you had a lovely Thanksgiving. As I record this, I was just... if my voice sounds a little weird, it's because I was... Just before I recorded this episode, I was at the dentist and I got a filling. So... I just decided to go ahead with it regardless, and so here we are. My mouth is still a little frozen. Whatever. Neither rain nor shine nor dentistry work will stop me from doing radio. So this will be a fun little one with me trying to deal with this, like, half-frozen mouth as I do this episode. Anyway, hope you had a nice Thanksgiving. My favorite holiday, I think... I'll get to that in a minute about holidays. Let's just talk about what you heard. I started with the main theme from David Lynch's Blue Velvet. I think I'm going to settle with that for a theme for my show. And then we heard three tracks from a band called Thou. They're from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. That was three covers of Nirvana songs, Aneurysm, Scentless Apprentice, and School. There's sort of a, what would we call it, sludge metal, but that doesn't totally describe them. I think their Nirvana stuff, the covers are quite interesting about how they sound. There's a bit more of a connection. There's the sludge, but they also have that connection with that grunge sort of late 80s into the 90s kind of sound as well. I find interesting, and I think their Nirvana covers work quite well with the sound that they put forward. So that's what you heard at the start there. So just a quick thing. Yeah, holidays. I'm definitely a Thanksgiving person. You know, there are Christmas people. There's Halloween people. There's... I guess there's New Year's Eve people. Probably the most overrated out of all of them. I guess there's Easter people. I don't mind Easter. Thanksgiving is the best because it's kind of a lot of what you get at Christmas, just with less stress and less kind of emphasis put on it. It sort of lets us relax and have some food. So I'm all about that. Food and a lot less effort. Who wouldn't like something like that, eh? What's the other? I'm trying to think of the other. There's April Fool's people. You know, there's those kind of. I guess it's not an actual holiday. You know, everyone has a friend who's definitely all about St. Paddy's Day, even though they're not Irish. I mean, really, those people are just. You know, we all have the friends who are kind of just piss tanks. I'm not knocking it. I enjoy a beverage here and there as well. I don't mind that. Anyway, different holiday people to describe your personality. I'm definitely a Thanksgiving guy. Although I do enjoy all the very performative posts people have to put on about Thanksgiving. As if you're not just going to go about your day as you normally would, but you have to post on social media about settler colonialism, as if that makes any difference. Why don't you just, I don't know. What is the purpose of this other than to prove how virtuous you are? Anyway, I could do without all that. Anyway, let's get into the next set. We are going to hear from Pigs, 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 and a band called Grimm. That's the next set coming up right here on Metal Mondays with DJ Dil Gherkin, here with you till 3 a.m. We'll be right back. And we are back. You are tuned into Metal Monday here on CKW 95.9 FM. I'm DJ Dil Gherkin, here with you till 3 a.m. You just heard a couple tracks from the band Pigs. They are a stoner metal band from Northern England, so very much kind of in that old school stoner metal, very much a Black Sabbath sound. And they come from the same geographic area, so that would make sense. Heard a couple tracks from them. Big Rig, Pipe Down, Ultimate Hammer. Then the band Grin. I think I said Grim before. It's actually Grin. G-R-I-N. They're a band from Berlin. From Stuttgart. Yes, Mr. Simpson, we are from the land of chocolate, Stuttgart. Anyway, yeah, that was that set. You remember that episode, the Simpsons episode, where the Germans take over the plant? That's one of my favorites. They opened up that control panel. There's all these raccoons chewing on the wires. Acht lieber, raccoons! Oh, classic. Oh, man, that stuff's funny. Oh, man, Simpsons. All right. Right, so this next... Right, so let's look at this next set we got here. A little bit more from the band 1782, which I played in the last episode. They're a band from Italy. 1782, I guess, is a reference to all the witch burning and persecution that happened under the Christian church starting in 1782. You're going to hear Black Rites and Tumulus the Eighth. Tumulatus the Eighth? I'm sorry. And also, not only am I sometimes bad at pronouncing things, my mouth is half asleep because before I recorded this episode, I was at the dentist and I got a filling. Thank God for medical technology that I'm all numbed out. Could you imagine what it would have been like 40 years ago? Jesus. Just rather not go. And then we're going to hear from the, I believe they're from Denmark, Amira. Augenroost is the song. Used by the wrestler Malakai Black as his theme song. At least the last time I actually watched wrestling, which admittedly was a number of years ago. But I always enjoyed Malakai Black. I thought his entrance was really cool. I thought they, unfortunately, in the booking, I thought they kind of made him less spooky. Especially when they gave him a stable. I thought, well, the one guy, it was a Brody King. I thought that worked, but... You know, then he was aligned with other heels. It just didn't make sense. Like, he should have just been his own thing. This, like, supernatural force. I thought they kind of screwed the pooch. But on that, I think on some of the booking. But such as AEW. Anyway, that's the next set. I'll be talking to you on the other side of it. Talk to you soon. We'll be right back.
Distilled night for